Northern Arizona played a major role in the preparation for the Apollo missions. For some more context, I'm joined by Danielle Adams. She's Deputy Director for Marketing and Communications at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff. And Danielle, what to you are the biggest impacts institutions in Northern Arizona had on making the Apollo missions happen?
Well, a lot of it really focuses on astrogeology and the desire to use the Apollo missions not just to get to the moon first to beat the Russians, but to do some real science there on the moon. And so there was a flurry of training that happened here in Flagstaff and the media area, including Grand Canyon, Meteor Crater, and that was done in order to help prepare the astronauts, not only to do basic things like navigation on the moon, but also to be able to collect rock samples and really do some research that we're still studying to this day.
What specifically happened in Flagstaff that allowed the astronauts to sort of know how to do that research? I mean, it's fairly obvious, like if you walk through Meteor Crater, for people who are actually allowed to do that, like it makes sense, like how that would help an astronaut figure out what the surface of the moon might look like. But what happened in terms of helping astronauts actually do the science?
So it started with Gene Shoemaker at the United States Geological Survey, the astrogeology branch here in Flagstaff. And there were a few things that occurred at different sites. So as you mentioned, Meteor Crater is the Earth's best preserved meteorite impact site. And so that gave the astronauts a great example of what it looks like and what real ejecta from the site would look like. But on the moon, they were also going to encounter a lot of smaller craters. And so one of the most spectacular things that they did was to generate a few simulated crater fields in the cinder fields just east of Flagstaff. And there they used many pounds of dynamite to blow up craters of different sizes. In some cases, they made sort of a random sample. In other cases, they nearly exactly replicated specific fields on the moon. And that was used extensively to train the astronauts how to recognize craters once they got to them.
How did it come to be that Flagstaff was a hub for all of this training? I mean, it seems like a lot of it probably could have happened in a lot of different places.
So a few factors, really mostly natural factors here in Flagstaff. So Flagstaff and the immediate area has a really diverse array of geological features. We have over 600 volcanoes in the Flagstaff area. There is resulting lava flows and cinder fields and basically features that scientists back then during the Apollo era thought that we might encounter on the moon. And so the fact that Flagstaff was surrounded by all of this volcanic geology was a great boon to be able to simulate the experiences that the astronauts might have on the moon. In addition, the great weather here in Flagstaff allowed for this kind of training to go on almost year-round. And then on the side of lunar mapping, which is where Lowell Observatory comes into play here, Flagstaff again was chosen because of the great weather and many clear nights during which they could access the moon without having clouds interfere.
You mentioned that Lowell was involved in mapping the lunar surface. What kind of work did that entail, and how important was it to the actual mission?
Well, back at that time, we didn't have very good maps of the moon. We didn't have probes orbiting the moon, so we had no idea what the far side of the moon looked like. And then also, our maps of the moon were generated from photographs, so they were pretty much photographic atlases. And so there was a real need to create highly detailed maps of the moon. They needed an instrument that they could use to map the moon and take visual observations so that they could use the perfect moments of seeing during the night to draw in the details that could not be captured with photographic film. And so after shopping around to first the U.S. Naval Observatory, who then recommended Lowell Observatory's 24-inch Clark refractor. The Aeronautical Chart and Information Center was set up at Lowell Observatory to start this program of mapping the moon.
What would you say the legacy of Northern Arizona's involvement with the Apollo missions has been since then?
Well, there are some obvious things like doing a lot of geology on the moon. And the last Apollo mission, Apollo 17, had a geologist, Jack Schmidt, who was the first non-pilot, non-Air Force astronaut to go to the moon. So there's that obvious heritage of geologic science that was happening. But then also there were other small things. For example, as the testing was done and the training was done, we realized that there was a need for taking video on the moon. And this hadn't really been thought of before. And it's very likely that without the training program here in Northern Arizona, we may not even have had that first video of Neil Armstrong walking down the ladder.
All right. That's Danielle Adams with Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff. Danielle, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.